final thoughts on the soil from which I sprang. The good points about growing up in my brethren culture include knowing the words in the Bible, being fed and clothed and kept off the streets and safe from harm, having a structure that purported to put us on the path to being good people, being introduced to a lot of scriptural concepts. But as I have laid out in fairly acerbic terms here, I think we were proud and close-heartedly competitively pious, especially for what should have been a loving, safe environment in which children were growing up knowing Jesus. I think we couldn't deliver, practically, spiritually, on our claims. The spiritual ones, the sociocultural ones, the community ones, the human relationship ones. I think we failed at being loving. I think we weren't honest about being a church like any other, prey to all the usual stuff. I think we raised children to simply not deal with Christians from other churches, and not be able to move freely among the people and activities of other churches, though we taught that we were one with those people. I think we weren't upfront about the fact that we were a human system, with certain guys holding actual power over membership and liberty, a system with very definite rules, and a hotly competitive status game going on. I think that we knew more about what we saw as vice, pleasure, partying, and fun, than we did about virtue. And I think we left some very obvious ecclesiastical sin wholly unjudged among us. I think the most important thing of all is that we didn't know how to treat each other properly, didn't know how to love our own folks. I think our culture encouraged shutdown, closed-in, exclusive people. I think it fostered crippling levels of guilt and awkward shame in many of us. And I think all that really matters. I think the well from which I drank was poisoned. I think it got me to the dark state where I ended up in my teens. I think there was as much a problem of good stuff missing as there were any bragging rights about bad stuff being kept at bay. Were we kept safe by this careful isolationism? In some ways, certainly, from some things, but there was danger there, and I think Jesus Christ chose to save me from it. He started by waking me up.